Welcome to Time with Fa Bao, Depression Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is June 25th, Thursday, 2020, day 177. Today's topic, praying and singing hymns to God, victory for you, salvation for more people. Silence. Put on your bricks and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God and having Jesus as my Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 139, verses 1 to 12, 2 Kings chapter 8, verse 1 to chapter 9, verse 13, Acts chapter 16, verses 16 to 40, Proverbs 17, verses 24 to 26. Today's main passage, Acts chapter 16, verses 25 to 34. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly, there was such a violent earthquake that the foundations of the prison were shaken. At once, all the prison doors flew open, and everyone's chains came loose. The jailer woke up, and when he saw the prison doors open, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself because he thought the prisoners had escaped. But Paul shouted, "Don't harm yourself. We are all here." The jailer called for lights, rushed in, and fell trembling before Paul and Silas. He then brought them out and asked, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" They replied, "Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household." Then they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all the others in the house. At that hour of the night, the jailer took them and washed their wounds, and immediately he and all his household were baptized. The jailer brought them into his house and set a meal before them. He was filled with joy because he had come to believe in God, he and his whole household. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening, the topic I received today is praying and singing hymns to God, victory for you, salvation for more people. When you're faced with attack and hardship, how to get away? Praying and singing hymns to God. When you have no way out, when you have no way out. Do not know how to have your next step. What should you do? Praying and singing hymns to God. Yes, that's the secret to success and security. See how Paul taught his disciple Silas to pray and sing hymns to God in the midst of severe attack and hardship, and a wonderful result? Lots of people do not know this way to get out of calamity. And even they know, they do not want to do it. Such a waste. Paul and Silas prayed and sang hymns to God in the jail, victory for them, salvation for the jailer and his whole family. Remember, sing praises to God daily and sing more and more. I'm sure that you will gain much victory and will help lots of people to be saved. Yes, it will happen if you are willing to live your lifestyle like that. Yes, a lifestyle of praying and singing praises to God daily. Yes. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to pray and sing praises to you more each day that we can experience your power we have never experienced before. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, how can you be willing to pray and sing praises to God more often each day so that you can experience how Paul and Silas experienced? Number two, what is your next step to make this happen? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.